بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Asharaf Surat Hakim Akhtar Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, the title of which is Ya Subhay Madina.
Ya Subhay Madina, Ya Shami Madina, Mubarak Tujay قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنہ عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنہ عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں تو نتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم, اما بعد. This beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was returning from Medina Munawwara, going back. So a person, a true lover of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, doesn't want to go back. He wants to remain in Medina Sharif with the intention of going to serve the khidmat, to serve the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person leaves Medina Sharif and with the intention, I will go and bring alive the sunnah in my life and spread the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the whole ummah. So Hazrat is entitled to the poem, Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. Whoever has got love for any place, then whatever is connected to the place, automatically he loves also. So here Hazrat is showing that love for the morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif, such love a person has got, that even those things which are connected to Medina at the times also, when he's spending in Medina Sharif, Hazrat is saying so much of enjoyment there are, and how blessed it is. Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ya Qiyam Medina, the morning of Medina and the evening of Medina. How blessed is your stay in Medina Sharif, when a person spends the days and the nights there, so much of enjoyment, spiritual feeling a person gets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq also over and over to visit this Mubarak place. So Hazrat says, very, very blessed was your stay in Medina Sharif, and you were able to spend the mornings and the evenings of Medina Sharif. And then Hazrat says that, what? فلا جانے کیا جام و مینا اے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. You know, people who are living in Medina Munawwara, what will the people of the world who are drinking wine and all haram things and are going to drugs and all of these things, what do they understand of the enjoyment a person gets by staying in Medina Munawwara, the great enjoyment which comes in the heart of a person. Normally people are looking for enjoyment, they are looking on the physical side, they will get some enjoyment, whatever is drugs a person is taking or whatever. But the actual enjoyment is in the heart of a person. And if the heart is happy, then a person will get true enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for our physical body, our sense, which is made of sense, all the enjoyments of this world. A person gets enjoyment in his food, in his drink, in women, in cars, in all of these things. They are all made of sense, and they give enjoyment to the physical body. But the heart, to give enjoyment to the heart, that is because the soul has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the enjoyment and the food of the soul also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in our salat, in our tilawat of Quran Sharif, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is looking for the enjoyment and peace of mind of the heart from material things, he'll never find it there. He's looking for it in the wrong place. But a person has to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we have ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more enjoyment a person will get. So unfortunately, most people, we are unaware of this here, that this is the actual place where a person will get the enjoyment of the heart. It is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept. From the heavens it comes down. Wahi and revelation Allah Ta'ala has sent down. Zikrullah Allah has sent down. Salat Allah Ta'ala has sent down. All of this is to give food and enjoyment to the soul of a person. So this is the effort a person has to make. What do the people of the world know about the true enjoyment of the person who is staying in Medina Munawwara and getting that enjoyment? Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par wa madde nazar ihtiram hai Medina. In the alleys of Medina Munawwara, on every step a person must have in front of him the ihtiram and the honor of Medina Munawwara. This is a very important part of our deen. Adab, respect, for whatever aspect of deen is, as some ulama have said, at-tasawuf, adabun kulluhu. At-tasawuf actually is adab, respect, honor, for every single person, every single time, every single place. So a person is in Medina Munawwara, there's certain adab and etiquette. Some elders mentioned actually, that in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voice above the voice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. And do not speak loudly amongst yourselves like how you speak to one another. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. It must not happen that your أعمال and your actions are destroyed and you don't even know it. So ulama have written now in detail, now how can a person not even know when he loses his iman? So they say because of bi'adabi and disrespect, it can happen at times that sal bi tawfiq, a person's tawfiq and ability of doing good actions is snatched away from a person. And thereafter a person doesn't realize he goes towards kufr and disbelief just because of disrespect. So how much of importance, especially for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, And especially among the ladies section, when a person goes to Medina Sharif, we have many of these other people, when they open the doors and people run inside and they're screaming and making noises. They got funny ways of making noises. So this is very, very disrespectful to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some elders have mentioned that there is a fear that the person can lose his iman because of this fear. So especially in a place like Medina Sharif, how much a person has the desire to go there also. But on the other hand, we must keep always in mind the respect of Medina Munawwara, the respect of these Mubarak places. They say when the Uthmani Khilafat was, they had the Uthmani Khilafat, they had so much of respect of Medina Sharif, of the Mubarak blessed place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even when they were doing repairs to the haram, and the hammers, they used to actually put cloth on the hammers. So when they are knocking in nails, it mustn't cause any, it mustn't make any sound. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no taklif must come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the famous incident which we heard from Hazrat also many times, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once, two people were making noise in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he sent for them, and actually he never even called out loud to them, he took a pebble and he threw it at them, and then he called them and he asked them, where are you people from? And they were, because they were from another area, they didn't know the adab and etiquette. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you were from here, I would have really lashed you, I would have really punished you people. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here and you people are making so much of noise. So how much of respect you must have for this Mubarak places, the city of Medina Munawwara. And Hazrat says, Medina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. The person who has got love, man ahabba shayan akthara zikrahu, there is a famous saying, whoever loves something, then he will speak in abundance about it. So the Medina Munawwara, if a person has got love for it, he will speak about it. And never mind just speaking about it, just taking the name of Medina Munawwara will give enjoyment to a person. A person will get enjoyment by hearing the name of Medina Munawwara. Nigaho mein sultaniyat hech hogi, jo payega dil mein payam e Medina. The kingdoms of this world will fall from the eyes of a person who finds within his heart the message of Medina Sharif. That is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, the importance of deen, the reality of akhirat, then all the kingdoms of this world will fall in the eyes of that person. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, in Ihya'ul Ulum is written, and as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi quoted also, that the signs of the ulama, what is the true alim, a person who has got true knowledge of deen, 12 signs. And the first sign he says, of a person who has got true knowledge, he understands that this dunya has got no value at all. And akhirat is the actual place. You see, this is the lowest level of knowledge a person can have. Lowest level of alim. He realizes that this dunya is nothing at all. And he says actually that this world and akhirat are two like co-wives. How it comes in a hadith. That if you like one, then obviously you're giving preference to the one over the other one. Or he says like a scale, two sides of a scale. If one you put down, the other one is going to go up. It's impossible for them to coexist. Or he says, if you've got a glass, two glasses of, you got one glass of water, there's two glasses you've got all together. So if you take out some water from the one glass into the other one, then this one is going to get less. It's impossible to have that one amount of water you got is for both glasses. You must choose now. You want it in the akhirat or in the dunya. So he says a person has to choose. So he says the lowest level of knowledge is a person understands that the dunya has got no value at all. And akhirat is forever and forever. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they came across one goat. It was dead also. Ear was cut off. And as you are bad smelling also, starting to rot or whatever. But anyhow, it was lying, it was a kid. Not even a goat, but a kid lying on the floor. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which one of you would like to take this goat for one dirham? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, even if you give it to us free of charge, we are not prepared to take this goat. It's got no value at all. I think firstly, it's a baby of a goat, not even a goat. And then secondly, it's dead. Thirdly, the ears are cut off also, it's defective, deformed. Whoever, we won't even for free of charge, we won't take this goat. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then understand that this dunya in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got less value than what you people attach to this goat, to this kid. How much you got no value at all for it. Allah has got even less value for the dunya. So when a person understands these things and he understands what is akhirat, then all the kingdoms of this world will fall from that person's eyes. When the reality of deen comes into a person's heart, when the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam penetrates a person's heart, so this is the effort we have to make. That whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about dunya, about akhirat, about jannah, jahannam, the reality has to come into a person's heart. In the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala mentions about the people of iman, وَبِلَا أَخِرَتِهُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. Not just iman. Iman is not sufficient. They say the opposite of iman is kufr, disbelief. And the opposite of yaqeen is shak, doubt. So regarding akhirat, Allah says, وَبِلَا أَخِرَتِهُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. You have to have yaqeen, complete conviction in the year after. There can't be the slightest amount of doubt. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. The true believers are those who believe in Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they've got no doubt at all. That this is 100% true, 100% correct. There can't be any ifs and buts here at all. So when a person gets this reality in his heart, then all the kingdoms of this world, a person realizes they have to leave this world. I'm going to die soon. So all of the things, even if I'm the king of the whole world, what benefit will it be for me? I have to leave this world one day. So then this love of the dunya comes up from a person's heart. Then Hazrat says, Sukune jaha tum kaha dhunte ho. Sukune jaha hai nizam e Madina. Where are you looking for the peace of mind in this world and contentment of heart? This is only found in the nizam and the system of Madina Munawwara, the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are to understand the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. We should not become deceived that a person has a few amal, outward actions of deen. Maybe our libas, our clothing is like in the form of the pious people. And a person, maybe we are performing our salat, etc. And we feel we have got deen in our lives. But deen is a whole system of life. Not only certain aspects of deen. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi said, if a person, everything is on his face, very nice, only his nose is but deformed. You won't call him handsome. Everything has to be perfect. Even if one portion of the body is not right, then the person doesn't call the person handsome. So you say, if you want the beauty of deen, then you can't have certain aspects of deen, and certain aspects of deen we leave out. We definitely, we are weak in this year. We have to make effort towards this year. And especially now in today's time, where this Diwali and all of these things, these functions of this non-Muslims, not only that you don't participate, you must have hatred in our heart. إِنِّي لَعْمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. I've got hatred for you, for these actions. Unfortunately, how many Muslims, yeah, are sending out messages, Happy Diwali to you. Whereas this is kufr. A person can lose his iman because of this year. We are actually promoting the kufr tariqa, kufr way. So whether it comes to Christmas, whether it comes to Diwali, etc., Easter. So a person should not, anything good about it, even tell a person, I'm so happy for you people, yeah, may you have a happy Diwali, etc. And a Muslim person is writing this and sending messages out. So this is actually, the person's iman is in very, very great danger. You should actually ask the muftis whether iman is correct or not. Because we are actually promoting and giving, showing our happiness for a kufr system, which is their worship of their God. Similarly, if a person is firing, burning fire, what do you call this? Crackers. This is for us to go to these places and to watch it also. It's a danger on our iman. As Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if a person passes a casino, or he passes a cinema, or he passes a church, and he says he doesn't read kunut and azila, then I fear for that person's iman. That means you have to show I've got so much of hatred for these things, because it has an effect on a person's iman. So really, in this time, especially now, a person is showing happiness, we go buy crackers for our children also, and we are letting them also burst. So in actually, this is actually a worship of the God of light, who they call Shaitan. So they, like, because Shaitan is made of fire, so they're bursting all of these firecrackers in honor of him. What the Hindus call their gods, whatever. But this is actually a form of satanic worship. And today, unfortunately, even New Year's Day, people are bursting crackers in the day. So like it was Sufi, we stay completely away from it. Not even to look at it. Let's go outside and let's look at the scenery. It's so beautiful, those crackers are. That's also a danger for our iman, because they are honoring their gods. And we are going to view all of these things. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq, true understanding of deen also. Sometimes there are such dangerous things, we don't understand it, because we are living in an environment of so much kufr around us. So a person takes it for granted. But we have to be very, very careful about these things. As Muhammad rahmatullah mentioned one story in India, there was one pious person, very pious person. One day he was walking past and there was a function of holy day, they call it in India, one holy day, it's called holy. And they take the red paint and they paint it on people's faces. So he saw one cow there, and the cow had no colouring. So he took some colouring and he said, nobody coloured you, so he coloured that animal. So after he passed away, someone saw him in a dream, and they saw a mark on his face, like a red mark or whatever. He said, I've been punished with this mark here because I gave honour and respect to that people's symbols. So I got this punishment because of this. So really we have to be very, very careful. So we have to follow the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect. Zahiran also, outwardly also and inwardly also. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had tawadu, he had hilm and forbearance. Allah give all of us that we make effort in that line also. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, oh my son, if you can spend the morning and the evening in such a way that in your heart there is no, in the morning you spend, that there mustn't be any hatred in your heart for anybody, then do it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa thalika min sunnati. And this is my sunnah. This is from amongst my sunnah. So normally we only look at the outward aspects, but this is also an important sunnah. Our heart must be clean of hatred for other people. And then Nabi said, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ Whoever loves my sunnah, he will be together with me in Jannah. May Allah make us amongst those people. And we give this figure this month, especially of Rabiul Awwal, to bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives more and more. And not only the outward sunnah, but the inside sunnah also. Ho azade akhtar ghame do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e Madina. Hazrat is a person who becomes a slave of Medina Munawwara. He will become free from the worry and sorrows of both the worlds. This to become a true servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah we must become. And not Abdul Shaitan, or Abdul Dinar, Abdul Dirham, Abdul Qatifa, a slave of our clothing, slave of money, slave of Shaitan, a slave of anybody else. But we have to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man by nature is a slave. But we must just decide now whose slave we want to become. Become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, you will become free from the worries of both the worlds. Allah will give the person the true happiness in his heart. Allah grant myself and all of us to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار فما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. So the moment with all this heat that we are having and also the rains are not coming, so this should be a concern for everyone. Shouldn't be taken just the heat wave, for example, the last week, the heat wave that we had, or the rains are not coming. This happens. Sometimes the rains don't come. But we should realize this is all the doing of Allah Ta'ala. And all Allah's doing is not without solid hikmat, solid wisdom. Allah Ta'ala, fa'alul hakeem, la yakhlu anil hikmah. The works of a wise person has always got wisdom in it. And fools who don't understand it, we look at it and we think that why this person did this, why he did that. But there is great wisdom in it. And Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And the conditions that come of difficulties and hardships, Allah's punishment, Allah has got no need for that, to punish this person, that community, this nation, etc. But it is, if we will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and we are thankful to Allah, we fulfill His commandments, then Allah Ta'ala won't put us through these difficulties. Allah will give us a life of ease and comfort. So all of us, we should always consider, whether it's my own personal individual life, my family life, my community, my country, the ummah at large, that there is something that we are doing that be the result of that is comes like that. A person presses a button and in a distant place a light goes on. So that light is far from here, but that light went on because a person pressed a button here. Like that, what our gunas are, then conditions come upon us. And many times we don't see the connection. Like the wires, most probably they are going in the ceiling or in the concrete, or sometimes it's wireless also, and but the connection is there. Like that, all our actions result in some condition. A good action will result in good conditions. And our bad actions, well, may Allah forgive us, protect us. And Allah is most merciful. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah on His own, He just forgives in abundance. He forgives in abundance. He forgives in abundance. If Allah had to take us to task for every wrong, none of us would ever survive. In no way whatsoever should we survive. So Allah Ta'ala sends this condition. So a Muslim, a true Muslim, we should see it in this light. That all the conditions, the rains are not coming, they are being withheld, this heat or the change of weather. Suddenly it's so hot, there's a heat wave, next it's cold again. All these things here are because of our actions. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when even these conditions come, then Allah is still so kind, so merciful. on the people of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam also, difficult conditions came. Then he pleaded with his people, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O my people, make tawbah, turn to Allah Ta'ala, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make tawbah, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا. Allah will send rains to you, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ. And he will increase you in everything, in all your things. So Hud alayhi salatu wasalam pleaded with his people, his da'wat, they turned to Allah. You have done wrong, now just make tawbah, make istighfar, Allah Ta'ala's help will be there with you. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he also pleaded with his people. 950 years was just his preaching time. He lived for over 1,000 years, and generations came and generations went in his lifetime. And he pleaded, how? Inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara, day and night, public and privately, every way I was explaining to my people. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I told my people, make tawbah. Allah is ghaffar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's qualities, Hazrat Maulana Anzar Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh of Deoband, in our masjid at this place he explained that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is ghafir. And if we have committed gunas, then we are zalim. So if we are zalim, we have committed gunas, there isn't a big problem at all. When our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, we became zalim, we committed gunas, Allah is ghafir. Just ask for forgiveness and Allah will forgive you. A person who commits a lot of gunas is zallam. Lot of gunas he's committing. Also still no problem. If you are zallam, Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. Just turn to Allah and Allah will forgive you also. And the superlative, the limit of it all, if a person has committed a lot of gunas, only gunas all the time, he is zaloom, the mubalagha sigha. He is very, very greatly, he is a great, great wrongdoer. Still no problem. If you are zaloom, Allah is ghafoor. Allah Ta'ala forgives, and Allah forgives in great abundance. And Allah Ta'ala again is not only ghafoor, Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Allah Ta'ala forgives also, and then He showers His mercy upon you as well. Our Shaykh, Hadrat Ma'nana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to explain that nobody in this world, if he has done wrong, and because of the proper evidence, or there wasn't proper evidence, they let you loose, or you even get a pardon from the Prime Minister, the President. He says, okay, you are guilty, and guilty of high treason. You work against the government, which a government won't forgive you. But okay, we let you go. But they won't say, now we have forgiven you, and together with that, we're giving you 10 filling stations also. We're giving you 20 supermarkets also. We're giving you 25 farms also. Never ever will they do that. But Allah forgives, and Allah is ghafoorur raheem. And Allah Ta'ala showers you then. How many people who were so sinful, after that Allah granted them wilayat. Allah made them siddiqeen. Allah made them salihin. And these are the real gifts. What are filling stations? What are farms? What is a block of flat? When Allah Ta'ala grants a person his wilayah, when Allah Ta'ala makes him his muqarram, his close banda, this is what you make tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala now is ghafoorur raheem. And why does Allah forgive so much? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, one time Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali was making wudu. Suddenly he came out by our Shaykh, he was his Khadim at that time, and he told him that Allah opened a great knowledge to me just now. Allah Ta'ala, Allah gave me great knowledge. What was that? That Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Wadood. Why does Allah forgive? Ghafoor, the most amount of forgiveness. Why does Allah forgive so much? He is Wadood. He loves his creation. Who you love so much? A mother loves her baby so much. The baby messes and messes again. The mother just forgives all the time. The baby, sometimes the little child, will hit the father or mother on the face also. Will even shout the mother, "I want this, I want..." But they just forgive and they do everything because they love. So Allah loves His creation. He is Ghafoorul Wadood. So we should never lose hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He is Allah Ta'ala. He is Ghafoorul Raheem, Ghafoorul Wadood, Ghafoorun Shakur. Allahu Akbar. Allah makes maaf, and Allah is Shakur also. That you ask for tawbah, on that Allah made you maaf. Otherwise, the amount of gunas we made, that we shouldn't. And then again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being, He gives us the tawfiq, He gives us tawfiq of tawbah. It's not that we realize. It is when Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq of istighfar, tawbah. Now he made istighfar, he made tawbah. Allah forgives his gunas. And then not only forgives, but Allah replaces it with good deeds. And not only Allah replaces it with good deeds, from His side, Allah gives more good deeds. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah is so merciful. So Allah Ta'ala, from these ayat and the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif, these halat and conditions which we are facing now, the solution to it is istighfar, tawbah. That is all. We must turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The rains which are not coming down, they will come down when the rains of tears come from our eyes. We make tawbah to Allah and let the tears, the rain of tears, waterfalls of tears come down, and see how that rains will also start coming down. We have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and we make مَالِكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you make turn, return, go back to Allah, make tawbah. How the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and in their words, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam speaking to his father, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, how much of love. Hey, they were non-believers, but how much they wanted them to accept Islam. How much he's speaking to his father, leave this idol worship, making of idols, come to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. So at these times, yeah, really for us, it is not that we get involved in all other things, but we should be making tawbah, istighfar. Allah reward the ulama-i kiram. They have explained to us that first thing is that a person is nadim. He's got nadamat. A tawbah to a nadamat. That a person is nadamat, that I've done wrong. He accepts to himself. Many of us, our pride, we won't want to stay in front of somebody else. That I'm wrong. Forgive me. But in front of Allah, Allah is that being, when you ask Him, He will give you more. He won't go and tell the world, this person came and asked maaf from me. Yeah, we are such, somebody came and asked me for maaf. We see, you see, he came back and he asked me for maaf also. But Allah Ta'ala won't tell any. So in front of Allah, we should humble, accept our mistakes, what wrong we have done. And we should realize that each one of us is a wrongdoer. Kullukum khatta'un. All of us are wrongdoers. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that either the degree of guna is varying. Somebody is a very big gunegar, somebody is a small gunegar. But all are sinners. That means all are committing that sin, for example. Na shukri, we make so much. And bad nazri, we make so much. Bad gumani, we make so much. How lot of our gunas? So everyone. So either it is the level and the degree of sin varies. Or somebody is involved in this sin, while somebody is involved in another sin. Somebody, for example, doesn't drink alcohol. So we think, I don't drink, so I'm very pious. But I'm in a, like Maulana Musa explained now, to keep our hearts clean from everyone. Today our condition is such, as somebody said, no use to tell your problem to anyone. Because 80% of the people, 20% are not, 80% are not interested you got a problem. And the other 20% are in fact happy you got a problem. They are waiting. When they got up, our families are like that. That other family, then we start talking. You see, that family now, they got this problem. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. So we are all involved in guna. So the first thing is, and it's for me, and Allah make it that the talk I'm talking is to remind myself, for all of us. If I think, any one of us think, that if somebody else should be here and he should hear, then that person should benefit, then that talk hasn't benefited us at all. If we realize the talk is for me, I have to come right, then we will benefit. That is the first thing, is that I have to come right. And one person's guna, it affects everyone. Like for example, in a business, right from the directors and that, right down to the people who make tea and sweep out, all of them, one person's wrongdoing will affect all. The director's wrongdoing will affect the whole company terribly. But even the sweeper, even the tea maker, if they did something, they spilled tea, it went into the plug, into the electricity system, it caused a fire or something, everyone is going to be affected. So all of us, our actions affect everyone else. So we should take it that I'm the cause of the ummah suffering today like this. And when we think like that, then inshaAllah, lot of Allah's rahmat will descend upon us. Everyone thing, and if I come right, one person comes right, inshaAllah, Allah will make that the cause for the whole ummah to come right. And Allah's rahmat will come down on the whole ummah. One Nabi used to be right, and then he made efforts, the nation came right. And then afterwards, after the Nabi left, again the people went wrong. Allah sent another Nabi, and Allah's system till today is like that. No more Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The door of Nabuwat is completely closed and sealed. No Nabi, but Allah will send reformers from time to time. All the time, one reformer did his work, people came right. Some group of people, he passed away, again the people went in wrong, Allah sends another reformer. So Allah Ta'ala will send reformers to bring the people, and alhamdulillah, this ummah has been always blessed by such great, great reformers. Whoever we think, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, in more closer time, Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayh, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, all, how many, Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria sahab rahmatullah, all these people came and they changed, and in all countries, we don't know about the Arab countries, etc., we don't know about Indonesia, Malaysia, Java, all these places, but everywhere Allah sends His people. And those people are working, and all the time. So the first thing, Allah give us all tawfiq, that I am guilty. And I must have that sorrow. I committed this type of sin. Allah's ni'mat are overflowing. All the time Allah's ni'mat are coming. And what did we do? No shukri, no shukr, but na shukri we made. So that is the first thing. Second thing is, we determine now, we ask Allah for forgiveness. I realize I've done wrong, now I ask Allah, please forgive me for all the wrong that I did. And we are such that we have done open wrong. It's not hidden from anyone, our open wrong that we commit with our tongue, how we hurt people's feelings, what we say, and not anyone far, just the wife. With the wife, how many times we speak just to hurt her feelings. We will tell your mother is like that, your father, your family is like that, but we're just hurting her feelings all the time. Right in the house. So we are guilty of this. So one is then, the first is to realize I was wrong, and to have that sorrow of that guna, of that. And we ask for forgiveness now, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The third is that we determine I will not commit that guna again. At the time of Tawbah, we resolve that firm determination, I will never commit this guna again. Whatever guna it is, ulama, Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our ulama also. How they have explained? They have said that even you know you are weak, and you will commit this guna again. But at that time you resolve, I won't commit this guna again. That is also enough. Afterwards you got weak, you fell into the guna, make tawbah again. Hey, we can get tired making tawbah, Allah doesn't get tired forgiving us. For us, we are such a worker, our children, the wife, anyone. Two times they made a mistake, three times they asked for maaf. One time, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, one worker did something wrong. And his uncle, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was just near. And the person, the worker, asked for maaf. So Hazrat Shaykh said, "Main tumhara kitna bhuktu? How much must I tolerate you? Every time you're doing this mistake, you're asking for maaf. Again you make." So when he said this, my Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali whispered in his ears, "Itna bhuktu jitna Allah se bhugat wala hai." Forgive him so much, how much you want Allah to forgive you. So, and for Allah, our ibadat is not worthy of acceptance also. When Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba and he said, "Rabbana taqabbal minna," taqabbal from babi tafa'ul, takalluf. That's not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it from us. When Ibrahim alayhi salam said that, what is our namaz? What is our tilawat? What is our hajj? What is our umrah? So we just have to ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Our buzurgs teach us and tell us that for us to expect reward, imanon wa ihtisaba, 100% we must expect. But reality, when a person reaches reality, then he sees, how can I expect reward also? To understand that, we all made Maghrib namaz. We will be making Isha, inshallah we make niyyah to make a perfect Isha namaz. But in any case, finally when we make our Isha, we know it will be flawed. Right from the beginning till the end, it is flawed. So it is like we got somebody, a plumber, to put in a basin for us in the house. We bought the basin, very expensive, we gave it to him, he has everything, you put it in. And we will pay you so much. At the end of the day, he broke the basin. And the taps also, he didn't connect them correct. Everything upside down. And now he's asking for wages. We, our namaz, we did everything upside down. And now we're asking for wages for that namaz. Actually, we have to be punished for that namazes we make. That's why at the end of the or namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that I did a great wrong, yaal. And Allah is that being that though we broke the basin, we broke the toilet pan, He will still pay us. Allah is that being, how merciful is Allah, that our amal, what can Allah say, that whatever your amal are, I will accept them. They are rotten, they are really not worthy of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala is that being. What beautiful example our Shaykh explained to us, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explained. Ghalibi barjaziba e mushtari, shayadar darmandaga rawa khari. Like the person who's selling his vegetables on a street corner. Fruit, some vegetables. Whole day the best of the things people bought and took away. Now he's left with all the leftovers, which nobody is interested in buying. Now somebody comes, he says, "I'll buy this, and how much you sold the whole day, you made money, so much I will pay you for it." You'll never get somebody in the world like this. But Allah Ta'ala is that being. That's Allahu Akbar. Inna Allah ashtara min al mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwaluhum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah bought our nafs, which is full of aib, full of fault. And Allah bought our amwal, which is also so contaminated. So full of faults, Allah took the price and He gave us Jannat, which got no aib in it. Jannat, which got no fault in it. No fault whatsoever. No toilet in Jannat. No nose running in Jannat. No sleepiness in Jannat. No fault in Jannat. What? No sickness in Jannat. Yeah, a person has got now this problem, that problem, going for this operation, that procedure, this treatment. Jannat, only enjoyment. And what Allah bought from us? إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم. Our anfus, our amwal, which is full of fault. And Allah gave in return Jannat, which have got no fault whatsoever. May Allah, out of His kindness, grant it all. So we make tawbah that, Ya Allah, I make tawbah. And then the fourth thing, whatever rights there are on us, fulfill the rights. We will never make our namazes for 10 years, start making your qaza. We never keep rozas for so many years, start keeping our rozas. Hajj is faraz on us, go for Hajj now. We are owing people money, we took people's money wrongly, start paying. Ask the ulama, the muftis, the masalah, how we must correct it. We do so much. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Everything Allah will do. He'll just pour it out on you. We just have to do this. So Allah give us tawfiq. But now Allah make us mark. Instead of that, instead of crying to Allah, or how merciful is Allah. If you can't cry, Allah says, just make your face like a crying person. That also I will accept. That is also enough for me. And Allah knows you are pretending. And He told us to pretend. We, if somebody is pretending, we get more cross. You're still pretending here. And you're still lying here. But Allah is telling us pretend. And Allah says that your pretending is also enough for me. On that also I will forgive you. What a Allah we got. How a merciful Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. One point from here, when our deen is this deen. Our Allah is our Allah. Our Nabi, Nabiur Rahma, is our Nabi. Then how can Muslims say, I want to become a Christian? Or I'm an atheist? Or I don't believe? What the deen Allah gave us. Where will we get this? We should turn totally to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Where can we opt for the terrible, dirty life of the West, of drugs, of pornography, of alcohol, of all child abuse, of all the filth and dirt? How can we turn to that when we have got such a beautiful, wonderful deen? When we have made so much guna, our deen, Allahu Akbar. We are eating biryani and eating kofta and eating plow. And with that, you make shukr to Allah and you become a wali. Allah loves the person who, while eating, he say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah. Just so much we do, and Allah loves you. Who Allah loves is the wali of Allah. It's so easy to become. And when a person, now he ate all wonderful food. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. Allah gave it to me without any of my effort. Allah fed me. Allah Ta'ala forgives all our gunas. All past and future gunas are forgiven when we read this dua. What more do we want? But now, then, we should be very careful. Instead of crying and bringing Allah's rahmat come down, the rains coming down, if we start planting weeds and we destroy our garden by, nobody plants weeds. But if we start planting weeds, like for example, this Diwali business now, Halloween business now, Guy Fawkes Day, and then Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, we should not have any of these things. One great Buzurg writes, I'm forgetting the name, a great faqih. He says a person made 50 years Allah's ibadat. And then, like at Easter time, you gave an Easter egg to somebody. Or you honored that Easter egg in any way. Your 50 years of ibadat is gone. And we have destroyed everything. Very grave and serious consequences. One Buzurg says, we respect and honor anything of the non-believers. Though we make 50 namazes a day, that 50 namazes are also nothing. So this is the time, today so much of contact with non-Muslims we have, Christian friends we have, and Hindu friends we have, and we go and we have made them our bosom friends. And one of the reasons ulama write where Allah's azab comes down. In many places in the world, when we hear what great pious people are there presently now, and what great work and ibadat and ulum and funoon and what things they do, but the mixing with the non-believers, in and out of our houses, we are like friends, we eat together, anything, they came, we're having tea together, we're eating together, mixing with them, then slowly it comes, our clothes also become like this. Then we lose our identity also, and we lose everything. Now we are just with them all the time. That is now when Allah Ta'ala, a person who was the ummati of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was supposed to be a da'i, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. And you are those people who تؤمنون بالله. You have iman on Allah. Now you became like the non-believers. You became like a dressing like a Hindu. Our woman wearing saris now, and our man wearing ties now, and all the things of the non-believers, and all we honor and respect them. Allah, then be Allah's anger comes down. We are told to make tawbah, still we don't make tawbah, we carry on. Now we celebrate all their things. Ulama say, if we did any of these things in honor of their deen, we respect their deen, that person goes out of the fold of Islam. Right? And then in any way else also to honor them because of business. We want money, just a few coppers. Now wishing our Hindu clientele, wishing them well over their Diwali or the Christmas time, or many of us, Christmas time we give, even the people working in our houses, in our shops, we give them bonus Christmas time. We should give them our Eid time, so they look forward to our Eid. Not that we give them at that, and at that time also, don't tell them this is a Christmas box. If we are giving, we shouldn't give that time. But if we give, just like we are just giving you, just a gift, not the Christmas box, don't use. And we tell them also, we're giving them happy, happy Christmas. These are very serious words at that time. So for all this, we have to be, now at this time now, especially now the matric balls are going to take place. And what terrible things happen there. Now in the big firms, all parties will be taking place. In all the big businesses, banks, etc., all there will be parties taking place, and what everything just goes. And another very serious thing also, many of our organizations, our Muslim organizations, when we also having something now, it's end of the year, actually we should have, our year shouldn't end in December. But anyway, we ending in December, we also having some function now, we use all their words, catchwords which they use, we are using those catchwords. For us, our deen not sufficient, is our Nabi not sufficient for us that we have to use their things. And their things, all their words about witches, dressed like a witch, etc. A Muslim, and for our deen, all things, and we use such words, and that you just come here and you just enjoy yourself and just go into 2020. Go with it like, and just forget everything, and just like smoke your drink your time into 2020, smoke your time into 2020. For us as Muslims, for all these things, we should totally avoid this. We should be living such, we don't know the year is coming to an end. We got nothing to do with their Christmas, we got nothing to do with their New Year, with their Easter. All these things, we got nothing to do with that. And sad part, non-Muslims don't take anything of us. And we take everything of the Hindus, of the Christians, of the Buddhists, of the Jews, everyone. Like we are beggars. When we have got the greatest deen and the greatest imam, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we going beg from the Jews, and we going, and we begging their deen. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Muharram Roza, I won't keep one, I'll keep two, to differentiate from the Jews. Hey, so we also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. At least we should stay away from this completely. All these firecrackers and all this lights, they may make this light. We go and see lights. How we have dropped our value to go and see lights now. And we are honoring all their things. We should totally stay away. Allah give us tawfiq. And then we, as much as we can, who we can influence, at least our family people, our close people, who we can. Today people don't want to listen. They make us stupid. They talk so bad things. And when we tell them, perhaps that makes them lose their iman. So it is so dangerous also. But who we can, in a nice way, we should try. And one thing all of us can do is dua. Nobody can say, perhaps I can't tell my wife also. She also gets angry. Perhaps I can't tell my children also. Neighbors are very hard to say, but dua we can make for everyone. Make dua for everyone. Whoever they is, why must we make bad dua for Muhammad bin Salman? Hey, make dua for him, Allah give him hidayah. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Hazrat Umar, who came with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi alayhi salatu. Allah took that work off from Sayyidina Umar, which we cannot imagine. So make dua for everyone. Make dua for our town people, all munkarat. So every day make dua. Oh Allah, all this munkarat which are in the world. Music, cell phone, mixing of males and females, bad dressing, wearing all wrong things, all the munkarat, it's in Allah's hands. Ya Allah, you destroy all these munkarat and you bring alive ma'rufat, all the good things you establish them. And Ya Allah, you establish Islamic Khilafat in the world. What is it difficult for Allah? At least dua we can make. I can't do anything. I haven't got the strength to pick up a sword. I don't know how to pull a trigger. But dua we can make. And dua is more powerful than all the swords together. And all the guns together. Dua is more powerful. So we shouldn't make the rest, keep away from making dua. Allah give us all tawfiq. So these times, Allah Ta'ala turn our hearts towards Him and not away from Him with all this evil which is carrying.